number seven, I think I said that everything else being equal, appearance will sell, but everything else includes reliability, durability, serviceability, safety, economy, dealer integrity, and so on. Not every customer places as high a value on style as the stylists do. For example, VW Beetle was extremely popular, but I don't think it could be considered a style leader in its later years, of course. So today's design center and product planning methods of surveys and advanced model shows and panel interviews, all market research and techniques are needed compared to the old pre-World War II dictated by a boss style of the car. A proper philosophy of product design involves a continuing ethical searching for what does the customer benefit from? What does he see and feel that is worthwhile to him? The hand solder-filled body joints that are laboriously filed and ground smooth where they aren't seen and will rust through in 15 months perpetrate a fraud, really. The well-fixtured, high-production press welders or robots that produce uniform, dimensionally accurate, correct assemblies day after day give the buyer true value. I found out the vaunted German Black Forest elves, so famous, actually come from Turkey anyhow. and the high workmanship standards of the German auto industry are to a large degree a myth. Okay, item number eight. Which I've called some concluding remarks on what Ford Design Center has contributed to the industry as a whole. I would say, first of all, that they have contributed some radical new products that set industry trends in some respects. The 38 Zephyr, the 39 Mercury, the original Lincoln Continental, the 64.5 Mustang, 1956 Lincoln, 1958 Lincoln Continental, 61 Lincoln. There are a few that I can think of. And I believe the current models on the road represent a beautiful combination of appearance considerations and functional considerations. The accent on low aerodynamic drag was something that the Europeans, especially the Germans, had been considering for some time because there was no speed limit on the autobahns over there, and being able to pass up your neighbor on a highway was very important to the Germans. And the other thing that the Europeans tried to teach us initially was the value of fuel economy because their gasoline prices were so high over there. We got around to this as a result of the ridiculous fuel costs forced on us by the OPEC cartel later on. So I feel that today Ford, more than other car companies, represents a company that has integrated the actions necessary in design, actions necessary in product design, actions necessary in manufacturing engineering, and the contributions to be made by everyone in the company, including hourly personnel on the assembly lines, better than other companies do. And I think that it's a pleasure to me, having been involved in some of these procedural things in their initiation, to see them come to full fruition as they have in the last two or three years. And it shows in the product, and it shows in the customer acceptance of the product. I always considered, and at one time I constructed a little chart called the reliability chain, and I likened and listed the actions of each element of the process as a link in a chain, which extended extended from the company at one end to the happy customer at the other, and it involved everybody's contribution, as I say, including the review of the new designs before production by the service activity to assure that they could be serviced at reasonable costs and reasonably quickly if they needed service at all, and would cause the dealers no particular problems, and so on. So I think that this total system, if you will, that is represented in our company now, which ties everybody together and doesn't compartmentalize each activity's effort, results in better people, and it results in better products, and it results in results in a cold, I guess. No, seriously, it results in a better reputation for the company and improved profits. Okay, that's all I have, Dave, on my little outline here. And what I'll do is put the, what I'm doing is I'll put the tape cartridges, the cassettes, in a package with some of these papers that I mentioned initially. And hopefully you can derive something from it and get some clues on other people you may want to contact. Then if I do get a buyer for our townhouse there in Fairlane East, and we come back to Dearborn for a visit, I'll certainly give you a ring so that we can talk in person. I hope this again proves useful to you. Over and out.